This encore program for Fire on the Earth was chosen based on the request from many listeners.
Fire on the Earth. Our Holy Father has said the Church is missionary by her very nature. The Church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the Church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we want to continue today to make our way through the fantastic, really beautiful, inspiring teaching from the Acts of the Apostles on the life of the early church. If you want to get a glimpse of what the Christian community is meant to look like and what we're meant to live like, read the Acts of the Apostles. This is the way of life that the Lord wants to bring about in the Christian community that we're seeing in the life of the apostles. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program yet this week, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are all archived there. You can watch them or you can listen to them right there on your computer, download them, put them on your iPod. There's lots of other great stuff there at the website, free for the taking, really. There's lots of booklets that we've written that are encouraging and upbuilding and there for you, as well as our newsletter, a monthly newsletter is there. Television programs, The Choices We Face, as well as Crossing the Goal, you can access it all right there. And then if you have time, too, you could browse and look at the missions that we're involved in. We're doing about 35 to four different missions around the world this year, Eastern Europe, Africa, Asia, the Middle East, and work here in the United States and Canada as well. If you ever feel called to be a part of one of the missions that we're involved in, please contact us. We'd be happy to talk with you about it, what it is that we're doing. Also, before I go on, I just want to remind you tonight on EWTN television at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is Crossing the Goal, Sunday night coming up at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then Monday morning at 6:30 a.m., program is on as well. Hope you continue to enjoy the show, those of you who've written in, and I want to thank you for your love and your support. Pretty much everywhere I go now these days in speaking and parish missions and conferences, lots of people stop me in almost every single venue and say, gee, watch that Crossing the Goal show. That is really a lot of fun. That's an inspiring show. Thanks. Or say hi to the guys, you know, people will say. But we really do enjoy the show, and we're thankful for it, grateful for it, and thank you for your prayers and all your support as the program continues to reach people across the country and across the world. Okay, yesterday was finishing up that passage that we had on Monday at Mass, the first reading, where Peter and the apostles had just come from their meeting with the religious leaders, the people of Israel, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who commanded them to stop speaking the name of Jesus, to stop teaching in his name, that is, publicly, and stop declaring that he's alive and that he's risen from the dead. Of course, Peter looked at them and said, you know, you've got a judgment to make, religious leaders, about whether or not what we're preaching is right or not. But the bottom line is, we can't stop. We're not going to stop because we're under his authority and we can't but speak of the amazing thing that God the Father has done in his Son, Jesus Christ, who's now enthroned at the right hand of the Father. And then the apostles go back. They release them after warning them. They release them and they go back to the other brothers and sisters and they rejoice. They rejoice and they sing praise to God because the very things the Lord said would happen are happening. They're being dragged in front of leaders. They're being threatened. Soon they're going to be beaten. And Jesus told them this would happen, that the world's going to hate you because, look, I'm telling, Jesus said, the kingdom of our God has come to break the power of the kingdom of the world. This is not our home. This is not your home, he told them. You're a resistance movement behind enemy lines. You're in a battle. There are real forces in this world. They're intelligent. They're powerful. They're real. And they've enslaved this fallen world. And they act against the kingdom of God day in and day out. And they don't want the rule of the king. And so they're going to resist them. They're going to come against it. They're going to come against you. And you're going to experience real opposition. You could end up losing your life. But Jesus said, don't be afraid. I've overcome the world. Just do what I've called you to do. Be faithful. And that's what the apostles are celebrating. And they pray. And it's interesting how they pray. They don't pray for themselves that they get preserved from embarrassment or humiliation or rejection or pain or death even. They don't even mention it. They were told not to speak about him, to speak a word about it, but their prayer is this: "And now, Lord, take note of their threats against us. Enable your servants to speak your word." What is a disciple? What's a Christian? A Christian is a servant who speaks the word of God. We exist to serve the Master. That's the point of our life. Do you see the mindset the apostles have? You see where their first priority is. And the first priority of the Christian community is not, well, wait a minute, what about me? And what about what I want to do? And if I speak your word, what if it's going to upset people? And it's going to affect my business, or it's going to affect my relationships, or it's going to affect my status or my place in society. I mean, I can't mess around with that. It's just, it's better just to be quiet and mind my own business. And isn't that what you really want anyway, Lord? Which is the kind of thinking that goes on so often in the life of the church. That's not even remotely close to what's on the mind of the apostles. It's not even on their radar. What are they doing? They're very clearly, they know that they've been called by the Lord to proclaim the gospel. And all they're asking is, Lord, give us the grace so we can be faithful servants. It's not about me anymore. I'm dead. My life is over in terms of, hey, what about me? What about my name? What about me being first? What about my comfort? What about my fun? No, by God's grace, I've come to see the reality of what I'm living in, the battle of the kingdoms, the great adventure, the drama of my life, and the whole point of my life, the whole point of the world now, the church in the world, is to be part of this resistance movement, which is fundamentally moved by love of men and women who are servants of the king. We're at the bidding of the king. That's the point of our life now. It's no longer I who live, St. Paul said, but Christ who lives in me. The life I live by faith in the Son of God. That's Christianity. Jesus said, if you want to come after me, you got to deny yourself. You got to lay down your life. Because I'm on a mission sent by the Father. And if you're not interested in that mission, and you're mainly interested in preserving your own life and your own comfort, your own pleasure, your own name, whatever, if that's what you're concerned about, don't become my disciple. Because you're of no use to me. So Peter's saying, enable your servants. We're here to serve you, Lord. We're not afraid of the threats, but we want you to help us to speak your word faithfully with boldness. As you stretch forth your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. Peter was anticipating the fulfillment of Jesus' words that signs and wonders would accompany those who proclaim the gospel. As they prayed, the place where they gathered shook, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with all boldness. This is a passage that I think, man, the whole church should just chew on for the next month. Really chew on until the day of Pentecost. This is at the heart. This is at the burning core of what it means to be a disciple. Somehow, instead of having passion like the apostles to tell the world about Jesus, to extend the kingdom of God come what may, to lead people from slavery to freedom, from death to life, from darkness to light, to a new life in the Spirit, to the teaching of the apostles, to the communal life, the breaking of the bread and the prayers, to really help people enter the kingdom that is the work of the salvation of souls, to passionately seek and save the lost like Jesus did, to be his faithful servant, somehow we've crafted an idea of what it means to be Christian that everybody ought to just simply kind of mind their own business, go about your daily pursuits of the things you're interested in pursuing in your life, live a comfortable life, be nice to people, be good to people, but stay away from all this religious fervor stuff. It's a little fanatical. It's kind of passe as well. I mean, leave people alone. People have their own pathway. People make their own decisions. People have their own way. I mean, who's to say you have a clear picture anyway of who God is? I mean, are you any more special than they are? Plus, isn't that vision a little narrow? I mean, don't we know better now that it's not really like the apostles thought? Or maybe it is like they thought, but it's all taken care of now. We don't have to worry about that. We can focus on other things. You know, we can focus primarily on pursuing our dreams in this world, getting our piece of the American, you know, the pursuit of happiness and getting a slice of the American pie. I mean, isn't that what life's about? I mean, all this other stuff is a kind of distraction. It kind of muddies everything and it ruins people's weekends and the rest of it. There's this kind of strange attitude like, don't ask, don't tell, don't talk, don't push. Look at our brothers and sisters, friends. Look at the healthy Christian community. Was it perfect? No. It was inhabited by sinners. But what they were clear about, what they were crystal clear about, was their mission. I mean, why are people leaving the church in droves today? Because they don't see the purpose for staying. They don't see the point. They're bored. They don't think they need it. And mission and the idea of mission couldn't be further from their mind, especially for the experience of lots of men in relationship to the church. The church is a very passive reality. They have no idea the great battle and the great adventure, or the idea, they have no idea what they can know to come experience in a full life in the Holy Spirit. I mean, listen to what's unfolding here. These brothers and sisters were threatened by people who had real power, people who could ruin, quote unquote, ruin their lives, take their lives, put them in jail, kill them, whatever. These people were serious. They said, stop what you're doing. You're upsetting the status quo. You're threatening our way of life. Your way of life is not the life we want to live. So stop it. What do the apostles do? Scurry home and say, gosh, we've got to stop this. We're not going to get invited to the party anymore. We're going to have no chance of being elected. We're just going to be nobodies, man. We can't do this. It's just going to be so hard. And God doesn't want things to be hard for us, right? He wants us to be happy, to have a good life. No. They knew they were walking in the footsteps of the Master. They knew they were His servants. They're His servants. They live to serve Him, to please Him. What He desires is the salvation of all. He died to make that possible, and this burned in their hearts. They knew this was the most important thing on the planet. So they were sent forth by the command of the Lord and the anointing of the Spirit to speak the word of God. There's nothing more powerful and dynamic than that mission. But many of the baptized are missing it completely. Are you? Are you dialed into this? Have you received it? You're called to in your baptism. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.